Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. No matter what else is going on in the world, today is Friday. It's actually probably the last nice day we're going to see for a while. Vinny was saying it's we're getting another rainy weekend, which, look, we need the rain. It's fine. You're not supposed to really go anywhere anyway, but it's something about, you know, not even being able to walk out of your house without an umbrella. So, and just enjoy today. See what you can do with today. Let's all remember one day at a time. We don't know how long this is going to end. We don't know what's to come. Just get through today and look around you and find things to be grateful for. And use the hashtag stay connected, and then we can all look at each other's posts on social media. It'll be nice. We'll try and have a nice day today. Right. All right, I'm sure nothing but good news coming up. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com/local. If you're a local business deemed essential and are open, please email us at lovelocal@radioalice.com or DM us at Alice973. We want to get your info out there. See a list of open businesses in your county at radioalice.com/local. Here's what's happening. I wanted to go back real quick to the movie, the drive-in.
Yeah.
Conversation we were having. I believe I went to the West Wind. So I pulled it up on the website. They do a flea market like during the week or during the day.
The space is still there, though.
It is, yeah. So they say here that the Capitol drive-in and flea market is temporarily closed as we shelter in place. We'll send an email once we have a reopening date. Because I'm looking at the website thinking, why can't I find which movie is showing? No movies are showing. That's why. So maybe that's something that will open again here soon. I don't know. But it seems like, why wouldn't you show movies if people can stay in their own cars?
Well, unless there's... Right. If it's that simple and one person can go do it, it's just that, you know, we're not supposed to leave. And so who knows? So that place was still operational, even though this we do flea markets during the day and then show movies at night. This is great. Mm-hmm. We were talking to our kids about the drive-in movies, and they were just like, what? And then what happened? I used to love the drive-ins. I don't know why they went away. I guess it's just too valuable.
We did that a lot when I was a kid, and then as I got older, I remember there were times because we were always looking for some place to drink our booze. Nobody had a home yet.
Right.
So we would go to the drive-in, and you'd have to sneak some bodies in the trunk because all the money we had went to booze and gas. But either way, there was an opportunity for some fun to be had. I the last time I went again was like, I went with the missus. I guess that would have been 2009.
Oh, boy, when you first started dating.
Uh-huh. That's it was cute. Like our third date was at the drive-in.
The last time I went was when I was in the band Geneva. We all went together. Yeah. So. 80.
Oh, did that just turn into one big orgy all around you?
No, I think it was when I first joined the band and I first moved up to the town that they all lived in. And we all, you know, we would go bowling together, went to the drive-in movies together.
Hey, let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
So they were a band before you got with them.
They were. They kicked a girl out and hired me.
And when you got hired, did you have to try out?
Yeah.
So they tried out a few singers.
they had been looking for a replacement for this girl that was in the band. And via some other people in bands that I knew who knew some of these guys, I got the opportunity to audition, and I got the gig.
Wow.
I know. It was fun. It was a good... That was fun.
And how does that go? So when you're auditioning for what is basically a cover band, but they made money, do they give you, like, you're going to meet us at the practice spot, you need to know these two songs, yep, and we're going to jam them out?
Well, I needed to know more like 10 songs, so we did a set. And and we, you know, just... It, which I felt was, you know, that was fair. I had to look, because you... God, we had to learn 5 new songs a week, it seemed like. You know, you're constantly having to learn songs. So I learned these songs, and it was just about how we all gelled as a band. That's all. It was, I mean, Jesus, it was 30, probably 5 years ago.
No, my hand's up.
Oh, your hand is up. I thought you were trying to high-five me.
You wanted hand signals. I'm giving you, my hand's up.
Okay, Vinny, I pick you for the next question.
So when the first song starts and then you start going whop-shee-shop-shee-shwa instead of words.
No, back then I could remember words.
Oh,
I just can't remember
my
words
God,
anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got through 10 songs in a
Dude,
row.
We used to do 3 one-hour sets when we would play. Like that, you could get up to that from us. And so I knew 500 songs.
Yeah,
wow. I knew all the words to them. And there was a dude singer in the band, too, so I only had to do half the work. It was nice. Oh. And I'd sing, you know, I would sing background vocals on his songs, and he would sing background vocals on my songs.
Oh. All right.
But yeah, I actually knew the words.
Wow.
Sometimes I'd have little cheat sheets, you know, like if there was one part I was having trouble with. Yeah, I would have that.
So you'd just, like, get a sticky note and put it on the mic?
Well, I would usually write myself, because we would have a set list, you know, down. Everybody would have a set list in front of them on the floor in big writing. And I would, like, write myself little mnemonic devices, like to remember how the second verse started or whatever. You know, little things. Who cares?
We do. This is okay. Fun. It's not coronavirus related.
You're right. It isn't.
All right. On to that. So it looks like now Dr. Fauci, the guy that the face of the coronavirus, is saying every state should have a stay at home order. If you and as for why some states still don't, he has no idea why. It's as if the people in charge have decided they've taken up this idea that it's not going to be as big as it appears it's going to be. The governor of Georgia, his name is Brian Kemp. He finally issued a stay-at-home order on Wednesday, and he said he just learned people without symptoms can spread the disease. Just learned it.
Isn't that great?
For the record, by the way,
I don't know.
If you read Stephen King books or if you watch, I don't know for sure what other zombie things I've seen, but you should know that the CDC is in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
where this guy is centered, and this
is
a guy.
You would think somebody over there would have called him and said, "Hey, you know what you should do?"
Right. So the governor of Georgia, not in touch with the CDC, right there in his home state.
Yeah, when that news came out yesterday, I was like, "It's just one of those moments where you're just stunned." Where it's like, "Boy, really, anyone can get elected. It doesn't take a certain amount of smarts. It doesn't take, but it really takes money." You know, even dummies can get money, apparently.
I wanted to follow up real quick. I have other coronavirus stuff, but this was something. The Sierra Snowpack.
Oh, yeah. What's
they do
on?
This surveys throughout the winter season. The California Sierra Nevada Snowpack is below normal for spring, and the water content around the state is only about half the April average. So this is our drought. We're a drought state. It's persistent. It's always going to be. And it's not, while I do believe in global warming and I do believe we need to take care of our planet, California being in a drought, it's been my whole life, 50 years.
Yep.
We always have been. So it's something we should just live in a state of being careful with water. Anyway, they say that the 66% of the April average is where they were at when they did the measure, I guess, April 1st. So
it's below average. Even average is not wonderful, but it's below that. But
we didn't have a great winter, and that's right. It's, you know.
But there's still snow. It's not like that one year where it was dirt. when they went and checked.
Right. Absolutely. And
that's good news.
We've been getting some late season rain, and I think we're even going to get some snow on the upper mountains out of this as well. So
good,
another
good
rainstorm on the way for our weekend.
But not today. Today's
not
be
today.
Nice.
But drought persists, everyone.
Yeah.
Millions of couples around the world are spending more time at home together than ever right now. So the question to you, Sarah Clark, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing for some people and a bad thing for others. I don't believe there's a blanket answer for that, Vinny. I think the divorce rate is going to, people are going to have had enough of each other, and other people are going to be like, I've never been more in love with you. I think you're amazing.
Well, there's,
but I can't believe our isolation.
Oh my, is that what you sound like?
So much. I love you.
Are you doing you right now, or are you doing John?
I'm just doing sort of a weird person that lives with their husband somewhere in the world.
Okay.
I love you so much. Hold me forever.
A new survey asked Americans if these past few weeks of staying at home have brought them closer to their significant other or made them more distant. Of the people who are in relationships, almost 30% said it's brought them closer.
Oh. What do you think? Do you think you're closer?
I think that anytime you go through trials and tribs with someone, you are drawn closer to each other. Are we on each other's nerves? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I actually was thinking to myself, I'm like, me and John are pretty much the same, but I wonder if you asked him that question, if it'd be a little different. I'm a pain in the ass, Vinny.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been surprised by, and I've not mentioned it because I don't want no trouble, but I have noticed towards the end of the show that John shows up in the seat behind you, and I'm thinking, normally he's still sound asleep when we're at work finishing up the show, isn't he?
I don't know what time he gets up. He's always up by the time I get, most of the time, he's up by the time I get home, which is, 10:30 or so. I think that I'm waking him up. I think that he can hear me. We hung some curtains to, like, dampen the sound and stuff, but I'm sure I'm waking my kid up. He's right on the other side of this wall over
right
here. And John, he comes out and sits. He's waiting for me. He's got whatever my chores are for the day, my list.
Right. What I was thinking is I can see how if you're home and working and he wakes up, that pee wake up or whatever the first wake up is, he's probably saying, well, I better get up.
No, he doesn't have to. And there's been plenty of mornings where he's still been in bed when I'm done with the show.
That's why
I was napping, because I would crawl back into bed with him and we'd be talking and stuff, and I just...
Oh, wow. That was the first week?
The first week I napped. Actually, the second week I took a couple naps too. I had a terrible second week. I'm much better this week.
Good.
Even with all the horrors that are happening in the world.
Most people say, over half say, things are the same as they were before all this started. They're like, yeah, we married and we're in this together and we're just dealing with life as it comes.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like we're fine and we get our time apart and we get our time together. And if anything, it's just, the kids are hang-dogging around the house a little more than usual.
It wasn't yesterday. It was the day before. The missus was having a hard day, and it was because of a lot of work phone calls, and the baby didn't nap, and there were a lot of, the day after yesterday, my oldest kid goes, Mom seems like she's in a much better mood today. And I was like, I know. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We were both feeling it. And neither of us had talked about it until the day after. But yeesh.
Yeah, it's tough. I am not jealous of your little kids right now. I will say that man, kids will drive you crazy in the best of times. And if you are home with kids, I feel your pain. I know Vinny feels your pain. I feel your pain too, but from a long distance. My kids are they don't even want to talk to me. So it's great.
Right. No, I've become, I don't know.
Super dad.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm trying my hardest to pick up the slack, but it is really, they seem to want entertainment at all times.
Yeah, that's a kid for you right there. And even if they don't want to be entertained, they want to ask questions. Hey, why is this the way?
It turns out age 6 is when that starts.
Oh.
I'm getting that on really a lot of it is, what's that word mean? Hey, did an echo suddenly start?
Yeah, I have it too. And so why would that suddenly have started? That's weird.
But it comes in and out, right? Is it consistent?
Yeah, it's just coming in and out, and I don't know why.
Everybody but Bryn has that echo right now.
I don't hear the echo at all. So
and you don't have one, but we all have it.
On my, when I speak to you.
Oh, you hear it on yourself? Mm-hmm. All right, let's just go ahead. You guys can continue. Let's turn around and look at those buses.
Wait, let me ask Nicole something while your mic's on.
Yeah.
Hey, so did you see your mom, and did she hear that we were talking about her yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She was very happy.
Oh, good. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Rose. Hey, Nick.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We still get those. So you can send us a text. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. I just wanted to say good morning. I'm heading to work at an on-campus housing in Berkeley. Yes, I'm considered an essential worker.
Oh.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Try not to breathe, though, while you're out, if you could do that.
Everybody, try it. Look, if you can't find a mask, use a bandana. I'm not kidding. This is, you know, we should have started this weeks ago.
Or at least do this. What do you call
the t-shirt over the nose?
Yeah, what do you call that?
I call it the t-shirt over the nose. It's honest to God, it's better than nothing.
Right.
Get a bandana going. A scarf. Every chick has some scarves.
Good morning, radio family. Today is my son Kingston's second birthday.
Oh, what a cute name.
We had your morning show on the radio. Love you guys. Raising the next generation of Alice listeners.
When we say shots to a two-year-old, did you say he's two?
Yeah.
When you say shots to a two-year-old, it means actual shots. They go and get their vaccinations.
It's different.
So don't play shots for the two-year-old.
Bad day for two-year-olds when they have to go get shots, for sure.
No, don't play that for him. He's like, no. It's your birthday.
Vinny, why does Sarah make silly sounds and voices when she mocks surfer dudes? Is she trying to be entertaining?
Are you sending yourself your own text now, brah? Wild, wet, wacky.
Wild, wet, wacky.
Cowbunga, dude. Hang 10. Catch you later. Catch you on the flip side, snarly. Woo!
I don't think you understand the text.
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude.
Best curl ever, man. I'm stuck in the barrel.
And you just get spit right out of them.
Tell me more, moon doggy.
You just drop in and just smack lift. Pull back. Drop down.
Oh, man, I'm feeling you, brah. Woo.
So I read that. I did it to myself. What's coming?
You had to know that was happening. I think deep down you like it. You
I
actually
don't.
Like. No, you do.
No, I don't.
No. Hey, coming up, music news. You can do it to yourself, Vinny. I got a story about Tekashi 6ix9ine that's going to bother you. And,
all right.
We'll do a little bit of new music and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.